Let's see. Vanderslice gets up off the bench as well. He'll come in for Steginga. I'm guessing Kyle will sit the rest of this quarter with the Maroons up by 8. Colin Tidd to inbound, baseline right. Long inbounds comes to Walker. To Davis. Davis at the top of the circle. Outside to Skolden. Back to Wolfram. They swing it around the perimeter to Tidd. Colin Tidd back to Wolfram. Now Walker with it. Walker tries to drive on Walters. Pull-up jumper from Tidd. It's good! Elijah Walker in double figures now. He has 11. It's 34-28. Holland Christian. 2:33 to play in the third. Hill over to Moss. Moss to Max Weirda. Weirda on the left side. Down low to Vanderslice. Vanderslice drives to the basket. Puts it up. Missed it. Rebound battle for Vanderslice and three Hawkeyes. It's still loose in the paint. And the Hawkeyes finally come away with it. It's Walker. Holland Christian fans wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Tidd. Over to Wolf from the front court. Grant slashes toward the basket. We got contact, and what do we got? I think we're going to get a blocking foul called on Vanderslice. Vanderslice tried to slide over to take the charge against Wolfram, but he was too late.
The foul was called on number 20, Matt Moss.
They called it on Moss. Wow. That's a bit of a break for Holland Christian, because I thought that was Vanderslice that was called for the block. Grant Wolfram at the line to shoot two with 2:04 left in the third. First free throw on the way. In and out, no good for Grant. Dykstra and Dyke Graff return for Holland Christian. And for the Hawkeyes, Evan Woodkey, Dylan Burrish, and Colton Bexford. And Weirda will come in for the Maroons as well. Both teams have substituted liberally tonight. Wolfram will have one more. Try to make it a 5-point ball game. The left-hander Wolfram fires, missed it. So he came up empty on his two free throw attempts, and the Maroons come the other way. Here's Walters in the front court. Nathan Walters with it. Over to Jared Dykstra. Dykstra on the dribble against Wolfram. Dykstra comes to his left, now over to Walters. Walters penetrates, dishes off underneath to Dykstra. Dykstra missed the layup. He gets his own board, though. Put back is good. Now, what a game Justin Dykstra is having off the bench for Holland Christian. He has 9. It's an 8-point Maroon lead, 36-28. Burge in the front court, over to Bexford. Back outside is Walker. They swing it around the corner. Here's a 17-footer on the way by Woodkey. It's no good. Walters with a rebound for the Maroons. Here comes Holland Christian. Walters driving to the hole. All the way, coast to coast, and he scores! Walters got the rebound and took it the length of the court. And Holland Christian matches its biggest lead of the ball game, and Brent Hoverdink wants time. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. It's 38-28. Holland Christian, 60-second timeout. Lindsay Michaels on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hawkeyes with the basketball. 1:07 to play in the third, and they're down 10. That's their largest deficit of the ballgame. They were down 11 Tuesday and came back to beat Byron Center. They've got work to do right now. Dexter over to Eating, who's just checked into the ballgame. Eating left of the lane against Dykstra. Pass tipped away by Walters, retrieved by Walker. Back outside to Eating. Down to 50 seconds in the quarter. Dylan Burrish has it between the circles. On the dribble now is Woodkey. Back outside to Kelton Bexford. Bexford right of the lane. Back outside to Walker. Walker drives the lane, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Walker. That time, Nathan Walters was in position and took the charge. That's Walker's first. Second team foul on the Hawkeyes this half. Holland Christian has 6 fouls. 36 seconds to go in the half. Maroons with the ball up by 10. They'll probably play for 1. Weirda. In the corner to Dykstra. Jared sees an opening, drives to the basket, has his shot blocked underneath, and we got a Hamilton foul. And Colton Bexford's going to be called for the foul. Jared Dykstra will shoot two for the Maroons. 27.5 seconds left in the quarter. Dykstra, first free throw, swish. Jared, the younger brother of Tyler Dykstra, the former Holland Christian standout, now plays for the Calvin College Knights. Tyler flips the ball in his hand, second one away, missed it. And but Stegen has got the rebound. Stegen can bounce pass underneath the Dykstra, and Dykstra scores! Stegen just set it all up with that offensive rebound. And Dykstra with 11 off the bench. 41-28, Holland Christian down to 10 seconds to go in the quarter. Here's a pass right through the legs of Woodkey, and the Maroons have a steal. Down to 6 seconds, down to five. Here's Walters. Dishes off in the corner. Dykstra for a three to beat the clock. No good. And that'll do it for the quarter. But Holland Christian had opened it up in the third quarter. They outscore the Hawkeyes 14-4. They lead Hamilton 41-28 at the end of the third quarter. 60-second timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and streaming online at WHTC.com. Fourth quarter action underway here at Hamilton. 41-28, Holland Christian in the lead. Justin Dykraff had 9 third quarter points for the Maroons, and he has been the star of the game so far with 13 points. Evan Woodkey has it in the front court for the Hawkeyes. Looks for someone to pass to. Finally gets rid of it to Wolfram. Wolfram to Bexford at the top of the circle. Now to Garrett Eating. Eating in the paint. And Eating's pass gets away from Walker out of bounds. Now the Holland Christian defense has not let Hamilton get into much of a flow here offensively in the second half. Maroons with the ball up by 13. That's their largest margin of the ball game. Steginga has the top of the circle against Wolfram. Kyle tries to drive. Dishes off left side. Nathan Walters for a three. It's no good. Long rebound. Saved by the Hawkeyes into the arms of Wolfram. Wolfram into the front court. Gives it up to Woodkey. Woodkey on the dribble against Weirda. Now over to Walker. Walker matched up against Nathan Walters. Swings over to Bexford. Left side, Woodkey. Woodkey tries to penetrate. Little 8-foot floater. It goes in. It'll count, and he drew the foul. Evan Woodkey, the 5'9 junior, found a little bit of an opening. Took it to the basket. Fouls on Max Weirda, his second. Woodkey with a 3-point play opportunity. Free throw on the way. Got it. 41-31. 7 minutes to play. Holland Christian with the lead and the ball. Weirda will walk it slowly in the front court. Gives it up to Steginga. Steginga over to Weirda. Weirda directing a little traffic out there. Now over to Steginga. Way outside on the left. To Walters. Walters to Dykraff. Dykraff for a three. Got it! It's nothing but rain tonight for Justin Dykraff. He has 16 off the bench. Driving to the basket is Overbeek. Missed it underneath. Walters put back. No. We got Bonnie's flying everywhere, and we get a foul. That's going to be on Dykraff, it looks like. That Holland Christian is over the limit. So Connor Davis will have a 1-1 with 6:27 left, and Holland Christian leading 44-31. Nick Hill returns to the ball game along with Matt Moss for the Maroons. Connor Davis had 10 first-half points for Hamilton, but he's been shut out in the second half. First free throw on the way, missed it, and Dykraff skies for the rebound. Here comes Kyle Steginga with it. Steginga leaves it outside for Dykraff, back to Steginga. Maroons with the ball up by 13, and they can afford to play a little keep away here. Hill with it between the rings to Walters. Bounce pass down low to Dykraff. Dykraff missed it. Gets his own board. Put back. No good, but he'll go to the line. Justin Dykraff is playing like a man possessed right now. It seems like he is grabbing every rebound. He's filling the lanes. He goes strong to the basket and he even steps outside and hits three-pointers. And we've seen that occasionally from Justin during his career. First free throw good. He's making a very strong case for being our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game. We'll announce that at the conclusion of our broadcast. One more for Justin. Fires, got it. He has 14 points in the second half, 18 for the game. And it's a 46-31 Holland Christian lead. Here's a pass over the top to Davis. Davis puts it up. He missed it. Stegging it with the rebound. That was a nice over-the-top feed by Overbeek, but Davis couldn't finish. Here's Walters in the front court. Outside to Moss. Here's Dykgraff on the baseline. Kicks it outside to Walters for three. Count it! The Maroons are breaking this one open. And Brad Havernick wants a timeout. It's going to be a 30. This timeout presented by Jackie's Place Restaurant. Choose from a variety of combinations. Just $7.99 starting at 4 p.m. 49-31, Holland Christian in the lead. Boy, it sure looked like Hamilton had the momentum going into the locker room at halftime after Walker hit that three-point shot. But it has been all Maroons here in the second half as they have outscored the Hawkeyes 22-7. And many of those points are the result of Justin Dykgraff. Dykgraff with 18 points, 14 of them in the second half. I believe that's a career high for Justin. 5:35 left. Woodkey in the front court. Drives a basket. Puts it up and no good, but he got fouled. Nick Hill on the personal, his second. Woodkey will shoot a one and one. It'll be a two-shot foul for Woodkey. Evan Woodkey's first free throw is good. That's his fourth point of the contest. Walker has 11 for the Hawkeyes, and Davis has 10. One more free throw for Woodkey. He fires. Swish. Holland Christian 49, Hamilton 33, 5:30 to play. Hill in the front court. Gives up his dribble, loses the basketball, and it's going to be Hamilton ball. Well, Hill dribbled into the double team of Wolfram and Woodkey, lost the basketball out of bounds. Jason Muir thought Hill was fouled. And Wolfram threw a pass and it got taken away by Hill. Here comes Nick the other way. Hill to the basket, puts it up, no good, but he's fouled from behind. Now, just as Hamilton got a turnover, they turned it right back over, and that led to a breakout opportunity for Hill, and he got fouled. Woodkey on the personal, his first. So Nick Hill will shoot two. He's one of two from the line tonight. Check that. This is his first free throw. I stand corrected. First free throw is good. And that's Nick's third point of the ball game. 50-33. And Hill got them both. 51-33, Holland Christian. Woodkey long pass in the front court to Overbeek. Overbeek drives to the basket, and we're going to get a holding foul called on Matt Moss on the outside, and that's going to be a two-shot foul automatically because that is team foul number 10 on Holland Christian this half. Jared Overbeek, a 5'9" senior. First free throw on the way is good. That's Overbeek's first point of the night. Second one for Jared is good. 51-35. Hill into the front court to Dykgraff. Back to Hill. Hill dribbling on the right side. Bounce pass underneath to Dykgraff. And Dykgraff is going to get called for a charging foul. That was Walker that took the charge along the baseline. That's Justin's third foul. 4:56 to play. Woodkey comes to work for the Hawkeyes. Connor Davis is back in the ballgame. He's got the basketball right now. To Wolfram. Walker has it now. Left side to Colin Tidd. Check that. That's Overby. Got my 12 and 42 mixed up there. Woodke on the left side. Now to Wolfram. Wolfram can't pull the trigger on the three. Now Walker with it. Walters has played very good defense on Elijah Walker here in the second half. There's Davis. A revert pass to nice feed that time to Walker, and Walker on the left side hit it from about 6 feet away. So 13 for Elijah Walker. 51-37. Maroons by 14. 4:08 left. They've got the ball. Hill in the front court against Woodke. Back outside to Walters. Walters hands it back over to Hill. They do a little weave on the outside. And we're going to get a reach-in call on Woodke as Hill put the ball on the floor. That's Woodke's second. 16 fouls on the Hawkeyes, so the next foul will put the Maroons at the line. Dykstra in, Walters out for the Maroons. Inbounds to Stegen, who hands it right back to Dykstra. Jared Dykstra on the dribble over to Dykgraff. Back to Dykstra, back now to Hill between the circles. Nick puts it on the floor. Hill drives left of the lane, cut off, back outside to Steginga. Steginga's been quiet in the second half, but Justin Dykgraff is more than made up for it. Steginga now plays with the ball out near half court, now puts a move on Wolfram, dishes off left side, Moss for a three ball left corner, no good, and the rebound to Walker for the Hawkeyes. 3:15 left to go. Wolfram on the left side, and oh, this is going to be an offensive foul. That was an easy one. Wolfram tried to put a move on Steginga and plunged headlong into number 34. That was right in front of the official, too. That was an easy one. Josh Moss, another of the Moss brothers, checks in. And Steginga will check out, and Kyle might be done for the night. And this is going to be his lowest point total of the season. He only has 8 points, but his team is up by 14. 3:13 to play. Maroons with the ball up by 14. Nick Hill will bring it up. Over to Matt Moss. And Moss threw it away. Unforced error by the Maroons. So the Hawkeyes get it back. Grant Wolfram into the front court for Hamilton. Wolfram outside to Woodke. Woodke spinning at the free throw line. Puts up an 8-foot shot and no good. Moss with the rebound loses it. It's loose on the floor. Body's flying for it and finally picked up by Matt Moss. Walters over to Josh Moss underneath to Dykstra. Dykstra is fouled going up for the shot. I think this might be on either Davis or on Jared Overbeek. Let's see who they give it to. It's Overbeek. Oh, check that. That's Woodke. That's Evans' third. Jared Dykstra will shoot two. First free throw, good. 4 points for Jared. Colin Tidd returns to the ball game for the Hawkeyes. 2:39 left to go. 52-37, Holland Christian. The Maroons about to go to 2-0 in the OK Green and 5-2 overall. Dykstra hits them both. 53-37. Tidd in the front court gives it up to Davis. Davis works down low against Josh Moss. Now back outside to Tidd. Now Elijah Walker with it. Walker in the lane. 10-footer. It's good. 15 for Elijah, and we get a timeout with 2:23 to play, and it's going to be a 60-second timeout. 53-39 Holland Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Hawkeyes will press in the backcourt. Inbounds comes to Nick Hill. 2:22 on the clock. Maroons leading by 14. Hill gets it across the timeline to Walters. Back to Hill. Tidd comes out to defend Nick Hill. Hill looks for someone to pass to. Has to find somebody, and we're going to get a... Hill was about to get a 5-second call, and Jason Muir rescued him and called a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. 2:06 left. 53-39 in favor of Holland Christian. Get behind the scenes in high school sports by checking out the second half on the MHSA website. Features, information, MHSA finals coverage, and other fun stuff make the second half a great starting point for high school sports information each and every day right on the homepage of the MHSA website. That's a message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics and the Holland stations of Midwest Communications. So the Maroons maintain possession with 2:06 to play, leading it by 14. Stegen get it inbound it, gets it into Hill. Hill just passed half court, bounce pass to Stegen, and Stegen threw it into the arms of Walker. Here come the Hawkeyes, 3-on-1. Walker bounced past to Wolfram, but Dykstra got back and tipped it away, and Holland Christian got a steal, and I think they got a timeout to go with it. Walters got on the floor and got the steal. And we're going to have a 60-second timeout with 1:53 left. It's 53-39 Holland Christian. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Out of the inbounds, a long baseball pass down court to Kyle Steginga. Steginga broke in and went to the basket, and Connor Davis just put his arms around Kyle to prevent him from going in for a dunk, which we have seen on several occasions during his career where they take that long baseball pass and goes all the way for the dunk. Kyle drops in the first free throw. That's his ninth point of the ball game. And looks like both teams are going to empty their benches here with 1:52 left. Hamilton just emptied theirs, and Jason Meor will empty his. Stegging will have one more free throw. Stegging this free throw, missed it. And the rebound to Colton Bexford. Kidd will bring it up with 1:45 left, 54-39 Maroons. Jordan Movie is now in the ball game. He's got the basketball. Now over to Bexford, and Bexford is fouled left of the lane. And I think this is going to be on Wasik. Check that. Ben Slager, who just checked in for the Maroons, picked up the foul. Ben, a 6'1 junior. So Colton Bexford to go to the line to shoot two with 1:36 left. First free throw is good. That's his first point of the ball game. Zach Brink is in for the Maroons, a 6'2 junior. So everybody on both sides, I think, has played tonight. Second free throw on the way, no good. And the rebound to Josh Moss. Down to a minute and a half left, 54-40. Maroons with the ball and the lead. Max Weirda on the dribble. Weirda being hounded by Tidd in the front court. Cross court over to Slager. Slager throws it right into the arms of Bexford. Here comes Hamilton. Tidd in the front court. Outside to Trenton Alexander, who just checked in for the Hawkeyes. Here's Bexford right of the lane. 12-footer on the way, no good. And we're going to get a Hamilton foul. Alexander on the personal for the Hawkeyes, and we take the long walk down toward my end here. Josh Moss will shoot a 1-1 for the Maroons. Actually, a two-shot foul. Both teams are in the double bonus right now with 1:01 left. First free throw good for Josh. Moss will have one more. Don't forget our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital post-game show after this is over. Second free throw, no good. Holland Christian, 55, Hamilton, 40, under a minute left. Tidd with it left side for the Hawkeyes, drives to the basket, up and under, shot no good, and the rebound to Wasing. Long outlet, here comes Brink breaking away into the basket, lays it up, missed it. The Maroons get the rebound, though. Long pass outside, and Weirda is fouled by Tidd on the catch. So Max Weirda will end up shooting two with 40 seconds left.
That's his second. Weirda, the Lions shooting two.
Max Weirda, the 6'1 senior, doesn't have a point yet tonight. First free throw on the way. Got it. 56-40. One more free throw for Weirda. Weirda fires. Got it. 57-40. Here comes Tidd into the front court for the Hawkeyes. Only question now is what the final score is going to be. Alexander outside to Brady Mudd. There's a shot on the way up and good by Mudd. 57-42. Down to 20 seconds left. Weirda into the front court. Gives it up to Brink. Back outside to Weirda. Now over to Slager. Slager will try a three from the corner. No good. Long rebound comes out. Tidd corrals it. Down to 8 seconds. Tidd outside. Here's a three on the way by Mudd. No good. Rebound picked off by Josh Moss, and that's going to do it. The Howland Christian Maroons go to 2-0 in the OK Green, and 5-2 overall. They defeat the Hamilton Hawkeyes tonight in front of a capacity crowd here at Hamilton. The final, 57-42. When we come back, we'll have our Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show. But first, let's take a two-minute break. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station, and streaming online at WHTC.com. Back here at Hamilton High School, welcome to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show, where the Howland Christian Maroons defeated the Hamilton Hawkeyes tonight by a final score of 57-42. It was 17-9 Howland Christian after one quarter. The Maroons led by 10 early in the second quarter. Hamilton came back, though. They cut the lead to 27-24 at the half on a 30-foot shot by Elijah Walker at the first half buzzer. And it looked like Hamilton might have a little bit of momentum going heading into the locker room. But that momentum was short-lived. The Maroons took control of the game in the third quarter. And a big reason for that was the play of Justin Dykraff. Dykraff, a 6'5 senior who comes in off the bench for the Maroons, provided a big spark tonight. And he scored 9 of his 16 points in the third quarter, and the Maroons outscored Hamilton 14-4 to take a 41-28 lead, and the Maroons maintained a double-digit lead throughout the fourth quarter in going on to the victory. They are now 5-2 on the season, and they are 2-0 in the OK Green Conference. Hawkeyes fall to 1-1 in the conference, and they are now 4-4 overall. When we come back, we'll go over the scoring in the ball game and also tell you about some other stuff going on as well. But first, let's take a three-minute timeout. You're listening to high school basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. Welcome back to the Spectrum Health Zealand Community Hospital postgame show from Hamilton, where Holland Christian defeated the Hawkeyes tonight 57-42, and we have a Holland tie for first place in the OK Green after the first week of conference play. Holland Christian going to 2-0 with a victory tonight, and across town over at the Dutch Dome, we just got word Holland High is also 2-0 in the OK Green. The Dutch go to 8-0 overall. They beat Byron Center tonight, 54-49. Many thanks to John Crampton, the assistant coach for the Dutch. And congratulations to Coach Paul Chapman. What a start for Coach Chappie back in the varsity coaching ranks after more than a decade away after he coached at West Ottawa all those years. But the Dutch off to a great start. A big win tonight over Byron Center, 54-49. And girls, one other boys score to tell you about. Saugatuck clobbered Bangor tonight, 81-36, a game that aired on our sister station, 92.7 The Van. And the Saugatuck girls also won tonight against Bangor. The final there, I believe, was 55 35-40, so the Indians victorious in both boys and girls action this evening. Those are the only scores we have. We'll have a complete roundup of all the scores from tonight's games on WHTC tomorrow morning with Gary Stevens on the morning news. And of course, you can also find all the scores from tonight's action online at WHTC.com. Time now for our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game, and we're going to give this award to a young man who came in off the bench tonight for the Maroons and provided a big spark. And he stepped up in the third quarter when it looked like Hamilton might be taking control of the ball game, and he helped Helen Christian reassume control of the contest. He ended up with 15 points tonight to lead all scorers for the Maroons, and that is Justin Dykraft. He had 16 points. Dykraft, the 6'5" senior, and he was a force around the basket. Got a bunch of rebounds. He even stepped outside and hit a three-point shot. But he was everywhere tonight, and he was a big reason why the Maroons came out on top. So Justin Dykraft, our Village Inn Pizza Player of the Game right now, will be the first person to text PLAYER to 80373 to win a $20 gift certificate to Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill out on South Washington Avenue for great food and good times. Take a look at the scoring in tonight's contest tonight for the Hamilton Hawkeyes, who fall to 1-1 in the OK Green, 4-4 overall. They were led by Elijah Walker, their senior guard, who had 15 points. He had four field goals, a three-point basket, and 4-4 from the free throw line for his 15 points. Connor Davis had 10 points, all of them in the first half, a pair of threes and a pair of twos for him. Grant Wolfram, who's been normally one of the leading scorers for the Hawkeyes, had 5 points in the first half, but he was shut out in the second half, so he ended up with only five in the contest. Evan Woodke had 3 points. Check that. Woodke had 5 points, rather. Jared Overbeek got a pair of free throws for 2 points. Colton Bexford had a single free throw for 1 point. Scott Skolton had a basket for 2 points. And that is it for the Hawkeyes in terms of their scoring tonight, as they end up with 42 points. Our next high school coverage will be coming up on Tuesday night. We'll be at Zeeland West for a non-conference matchup between the Ducks and the Falcons of Grand Rapids West Catholic. Will be on the air beginning at 6:40 with our pregame show on WHTC and WHTC.com. And then next Friday we'll be at the Civic Center, and boy, it's shaping up to be a good one as Holland High will take on Holland Christian. And boy, if the Dutch win their game on Tuesday night, they could be unbeaten heading into that game with the Maroons, and that's going to be a terrific, terrific ball game, and it certainly has the makings of that. I'd like to thank a lot of folks who made our broadcast possible tonight. Thanks to Jerry Hegarty and his staff here at Hamilton High School. Also, many thanks to Lindsay Michaels back at the studio. Had some challenges tonight, but we were able to work through them. We always do. Many thanks, Lindsay, for your help tonight, and also, we'd like to thank our many advertisers who support our high school basketball broadcast. If you listen to our broadcast faithfully, make sure you pay a visit to one of our advertisers and thank them. Thank them for their support of high school athletics here in the Holland area. Also, we've got Hope College basketball tomorrow on the Lakeshore's 92.7 The Band, the Flying Dutchman, who had a down night on Wednesday after that big win over Calvin on the road on Saturday, losing to Albion on Wednesday. They are back home at DeMoss Fieldhouse to play the Olivet College Comets tomorrow. Our broadcast coverage begins at 2:40 with Ron Weatherby and Adam Prince on 92.7 The Van and 92.7thevan.com. That's going to do it here from Hamilton High School. This is Greg Chandler saying so long. Our final score tonight, the Holland Christian Maroons 57, the Hamilton Hawkeyes 42.
You've been listening to High School Basketball on 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com. High School Hoops are a service of the Windmill Restaurant, Frisk Office Outfitters, Randy's Carpet Care, Western Brook Outdoor Power, Village Inn Pizza and Sports Grill, and Meyer. Our broadcast was also brought to you by Mapleview Animal Hospital, Shoreline Orthopedics, Crown Motors, Jackie's Place Restaurant, Reliable Sports, and Taylor Rental. Also bringing you tonight's game were Barber Ford, Spectrum Health Zeeland Community Hospital, Russ's Restaurants, South Shore Laundry, and ZR Graphics. High School Basketball is a presentation of 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown sports station.